We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting Samach Tes Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. Svinasa, someone who rents a Svina. So we're going to see now in the sugya here that when someone rents something, but he takes full responsibility, and he has to pay back exactly what he took, even if it goes down in value, so that's called a Hava. That might be called a Hava. And that's to be discussed in our Gemara. So here, someone rents a Svina. Amar Rav, agro or pagro. You're allowed to charge him rent and charge him pagro, which means that if it gets ruined, he's going to have to pay for it. You're allowed to charge him the agro and the pagro. That's what Rav said. You charge him rent and you charge him any devaluation that happens to the Svina. Amar Rav Kana, Rav Asa Rav, so Rav Kana and Rav Asa Rav, I understand. I agro, if he's paying rent, loy pagro, he shouldn't take responsibility for that it goes down in value. Ipagra, if he's paying for the value that goes down, he's taking responsibility for the chayfets, so then it's like a avos, so then loyagra, you can't pay rent, because then it should be a problem of rivers. So he's asking Rav Marav Shach, you're charging rivers here, if you're charging rent and pagra, which means and responsibility, so that should be a problem of rivers. And Shosik Rav, Rav was quiet, he never answered. Om Rav Sheshes, my time is Shosik Rav. Why was Rav quiet? I have an eitz of him. Loi shmiel eha de tanya, you didn't hear this following Brisa. The Brisa says, Ava pish omru, even though we said in the Mishnah on our base, I know on base, the Mishnah says, Eime kavun soin barazel mi Yisrael. Which means that if you have an iska, and you're makabel behemos from someone, he gives you behemos, you're the managing partner, and you're responsible for the behemos, anything that happens to it, and then it makes profits, you're not allowed to. The loch is, that's such a case, he's not allowed to give profits back to the guy who gave it to him, the investor. Why not? Because he took full responsibility, so it's halva. And if he gives profits, that's ribbis. It says, Ein mekavon soin barazel miYisrael. I'm mekavon soin barazel menachem. You could be mekavon soin barazel menachem. We'll see why, because you're allowed to take ribbis from a guy. So therefore, and you're allowed to give ribbis to a guy both ways. There's no problem of ribbis when it comes to a guy. So therefore, it's no problem with a guy. But in Mekavon Soin Barazel Miyisrael, you can't Mekavon Soin, because that's Ksidah Hava. And if I pay him profits, that's Ksidah Rivers. But, Ava Amru, Hashom Paro L'chaveroi, Va'amaloi, Harei Paroscha, Asuri Lai B'Shloishim Dinner. If I say that when I take the Paro, I evaluate it. So it sounds like the same barzal so far. Hashom Paro L'chaveroi, Harei Paroscha Asuri Lai B'Shloishim Dinner. He evaluates the Paro when he takes the Paro, and he says it's worth 30 dinner. That's what he says. V'ani Elokha Selah B'Chaydesh, and I'm going to pay you rent, a Selah per month. That's Mutter. It's be a problem, Hava. When he got the Paro, he evaluated it. It says it's worth 30 dinner. That means it looks like it's like a same barzal, and you're paying per month. It's Mutter. Why? V'ish Lo Yosah Adam, because you didn't evaluate it. Freak Dimar V'Lo Yosah, you didn't evaluate it. You didn't do the valuation for Negeya when it's alive, only if it dies. Now I'll explain this outside. So Rav Sheshes says, I understand Pshat and Svina, I'll tell you why. Because there's a halacha in this braisa that says that you're allowed to give a parah to your friend and then charge him rent, even though you evaluate the value for 30 dinner. Now why evaluating the value of 30 dinner? Because if it dies, you're going to have to pay me 30 dinner. But if it's still alive, I'm allowed to return it as is, even though the value went down. Because I'm paying rent, and if I have to be responsible for the value going down, then that would be rivers. But since we're not Makabel Yukru of Azula, the one who accepted and rented the item does not pay for Yukru of Azula, which means it doesn't pay for the price going up and down. Therefore, it's not considered full Achrayus, and therefore it's not considered Halva. That's what it means. The only reason why you evaluated how much it's worth, just in case it dies, then you have to pay 30 dinner. But let's say it does not die, and you return it. And by that time you return it, it's right now worth 20 dinner. The halacha is you do not have to pay that 10. Why not? Because it was a rental, and that's why I'm paying rent. And it's not called halva. It's not called a chrayas, because if it be a halva, then you have to pay 30. The Tari says it's not halva. And therefore, he's saying, by Svina also, since you're not Mekabel, Yukru Vazula, so therefore it's not considered halva, and you can pay agro or pagro. That's what comes out. Pagro means if it breaks. If it breaks, something happens to it. Right, yeah. So it breaks off. It also is enough. If something breaks in it, that's different. That's not your concern. Yukru means the value goes up and down. The value of the natural value, either because the price of Svinus went down or wear and tear, that's called Yukru Vazula. That's the the thing that happens naturally, derech the malacha. But something that broken it, you're responsible for. So that's not, does not make it to hava. Hava is only if you take full responsibility, which means includes yukra zula. That's what would come after in the Gemara. The only time it's called hava if you take full responsibility, not if you take part responsibility. So amara papa, helkasa svina, agra opagra. The halacha is that by a svina you could charge rent and charge for pagra, which means any damages. And top of the ayin amar aleph, v'nogu b'nei kufra agra b'shas b'shicha. And that's takar minig of b'nei kufra. Rashi's b'nei kufra means the bali svina called b'nei kufra because they usually use pitch to seal the boats. So they're called b'nei kufra. V'nogu b'nei kufra agra. It's called agra b'shas. They take the makav agra b'shas b'shicha, which means they start paying rent right from b'shicha, and pagra b'shas svira, and they pay for anything that breaks when it breaks. So that's the halacha. That's the minig. Frank the Gemara. Otu b'minhag talim was telling the minig. It's telling it's shal ribbis here. So Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Mishum b'mastik t'tanya minhag. The minig came from because of this bright we just learned. That's the reason for the minig, and that's what Papa is saying. He's just confirming that's the minig, and that's the way we noig, and that's the halacha that you could charge agra pagra. Why? Because since the owner accepts yukra v'zula, so therefore you could charge rent, because since the borrower or the renter is not accepting all the responsibilities, it's not called a hava. Zogt Gemara v'ayt, Omar Rav Onan Omar Shmuel, Ma'ois shal yisaimim mutal lahavoisam beribis. Rav Onan comes with a chiddush here, b'shem Shmuel. He says that ma'ois of yisaimim, that means you have a karen, the yisaimim have a karen, and that means they have money. And you don't want them, they're not working. They're not working, they're not businessmen, and they need a way to support themselves. So the law is, you let them take that money and charge ribbis for it, you just lend it out for ribbis, and this way you'll make money for the assignment. It says that Moshe mutala voisam ribbis, you let the ribbis. And Shaila is why? Why are you allowed to do the ribbis? Zokter itva, that since they're ketanim, so they're not chayiv mitzvahs. And I, the one who's taking care of it, it's not his money. So therefore, since the Ketanah Chayiv Mitzvahs, you allowed...
No one paying it.
Huh?
And no one who's paying it.
Oh, so Bamba Kasha. So you're asking, how you allowed to pay Rivas? Does this pay Rivas also? Tap Toys says the Kasha. So Toys says, the Gemara could ask the Kasha. It's one Kasha Teretz. The other Teretz is that there's no Issa Loi Sashach if there's no Issa on the Malva. The only time there's Issa on the Loiv is on the Malva. If there's no Issa on the Malva, there's no Issa on the Loiv either. That's Toys' second Teretz, the biggest side. But the question is, why are you saying allowed to lend out a Rivas? Why allowed to collect Rivas? L'chari, isn't there a halacha that Eichel Nevelis Bezdim Etzuvin La'afrishay? So he freaked the Ritva. So Ritva answers, these are the words. Ha basa shchutes ninu. It's not called Nevela. What does the Ritva mean? Ritva means that the only Isser to feed a Nevela is a Cheftza Shal Isser. Ribbis is not a Cheftza Shal Isser. It's an Isser Gavra. It's an Isser on a person. He's not allowed to collect Ribbis. K'tana Apata Mitzvah. So it's not called Isser. That's not called feeding someone Isser if it's on the Gavra. So only if it's on the Cheftza is there an Isser of Eichel Nevelis. So that was what Rav Adam said in Shmuel. So only Rav Nachman, Mishum, the Yasmin Inu, Safinu Lu Isura. Because the Yisraimim, you feed them Isser. Yasmi da'achli, the lavidu, Yisraimim eat something that's not theirs. Lezer baser shavgayu, should go baser their father. The father is in a grave. They should go after the father, they should die also. That's what he said. He didn't believe that Shmuel even said such a thing. Now, Rav Aron said to Shmuel. Now, the Ritva speaks out that Rav Nachman didn't argue on the premise that they're ketanim and the part of mitzvahs. He didn't argue on that. What he meant to say was, the lechaira, they're going to come to always lend beribis if this happens. Also the misrach, that's the taina. That you shouldn't like time to do that because I think you're allowed to do ribis. So he didn't believe the Shmuel said that. So Amalei, Amalei Ezigufa of the Ha'ichav. Tell me exactly what the case was. Amalei, I'll tell you what the case, the story. There was a story, because I'm not going to believe Shmuel actually said this. So it must have been a story. So Rav Onan said, I'll tell you the story. And I saw Shmuel was matem, rivers by Yisraim. I'll tell you the story. I'm like, who do the Bnei Ma'okva? The Bnei Ma'okva were Yisraim. And there was this Duda, there was this cauldron, as it says in the Rashi, Kalachas Shekaren Kaldira, which is a big pot. It was a big pot. And they used to lend it out. And for money, rent it out. That's what the assignment, the Averash rule. Talk of Yavle, but talk of Shakalei. When they rented it out, before they rented it out, they waited. And if it came back a little less weight, they charged for that. Shakal Agra, Shakal Pachsa. They collected the rent, and they collected if it went down in weight. They charge that also. So it looks like a halva, because it's full of chrayis here. So agra, if you charge rent, lepachsa, shouldn't charge for going down. Vipachsa, if you charge for going down, le agra, don't charge rent. So what's going on here? Must be, he allowed rivets. That's what Rav Onan took out from here. He deduced from here that he allowed to charge rivets. Amalei, Rav Nachman said, no, ki ha, afilu b'tiknani namishari. Even by older children with a beard, it's mutter, lemebad. Even diknani means, Rashi says, v'yisoyim g'daylam shmai ziknam, v'enin kruim v'yisoyim m'shari. Agav, it's not an agav, but the learn out from here, from this Rashi, that when it says Yisoyimim have certain atarim, we'll see in the Gemara here, it means even Yisoyimim over by mitzvah, until they have beards. Because the whole vartwal won't make of a Yisoyimim is because they'd have no way to support themselves. So a 13-year-old doesn't know how to support himself either. It's nothing to do with being by mitzvah, chayav mitzvah, supporting yourself. You have to be, have a beard, you got to be a little older, you know, in the high teenage years, before you're ready to do business. So that's the Madaik from the word Diknani here. Al-Kapanim, he says, that's the story? That's even mutter by Gedolim, it's not a Shalom Ribbis. Why? The Kama, the Mikli Nechasha, bought them out. He says, Rav Nachman said, no, there, the owners, which are the Yisoyimim, they're accepting the value of the Nechasha going down. Every time you cook something with Nechasha, it gets black, and that makes the value go down. And that they weren't charging for. They're only charging for Pachso, which means a Chasarain, if something's missing in the Nechasha. But they did not charge the borrowers or the renters, they didn't charge them the bechast man nechoshes from being black. And since they didn't charge for that, so it's not called full responsibility on the renter, and therefore it's not a shiloh of ribbis. Now, Tosis asks, I could have said better, they're not mekav yukra vazulo, that it's the owners who are responsible yukra vazulo. So just like by Svino, he said that if the owners are still mekav yukra vazulo going up and down in value, so what's going on here? Tosis, because it is, says that by Svina also, besides from Makabal Yukru Vazula, that the owners of Makabal Yukru Vazula, also Makabal the Pachso, which means a lot of times the Svina gets ruined from the Mayim, from the water, and that the Makabal, only if it actually breaks, do they charge thing. Only if it actually breaks, do they charge them this thing. Do they charge them the price? Zotim Maravaita. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Shila. Omar Rav Chista. So the market says, that's what it says about the Yisoyimim here, the Gabi, full ribbis, was saying that there's no chance that anyone said that's mutter, and the story was a different story where Stam was a ribbis in the first place. But the market's not finished with Yisoyimim. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Chistov, Amrila Amar Rabba Yosef Achoma Amar Sheshes, Moyos Shal Yisoyimim Mutter Lahavoysom Korev L'Schav Roch L'Hapshid. That this already is Allah L'Maisa, that Moyos Yisoyimim, he allowed to lend it out, let him invest it for Karvus Ha'arachal Hafsid, which means, this is only Ribbis Darabonel and Rashi explains. Now, what does it mean? It means they invest money by someone, and they're not Makabal Achrayis, or very little Achrayis, and they take half the Schar, or three, they take half the Schar and very little Achrayis. Now, even though by usual person this is Ribbis, because here the investor is getting all the gains and no losses. So, Achrayis, it's a problem of Ribbis. But since only ribbis derabanan, they were not geizer by Yisoyimim because we don't want the Yisoyimim's money to use up. So, and why is it called ribbis derabanan over here? So the pasuk, the case is like this: they take $100,000, they give it to an investor, and they say, "You owe me the principal $100,000 out of what? But I get the profits."
To manage
your partner, I invest it. I invest to him, and Yisoyimim are investors. They give $100,000 to someone. Say you're going to buy a building and everything. Yisoyimim are not taking responsibility for it. The guy who borrowed the money, technically, the managing partner took responsibility. He borrowed money. He comes out, gets paid $100,000 or what, and he gives profits to the Yisoyimim. So there, it's a problem of ribbis. So Rashi says only avak ribbis. It's not only the rabbanon, and therefore by avak ribbis, Yisoyimim are mutter. And the Rosh speaks out, who didn't share Ribbis Darabonon? Not only all Ribbis Darabonon is mutter by Yisoyimim, they were in Machmer. The Ritva actually looked at Ritva inside. The Ritva holds that this might be Ribbis Daraisa. He asked the Kasha, why isn't it Ribbis Daraisa over here? It sounds like Ribbis Daraisa to me. You're giving the guy a loan and you're taking profits. So what's Pshat Rashi? So either Pshat Rashi is because it's not for sure he's going to make profit. So that's what makes Ribbis Darabonon. That would be one Pshat. The other Pshat would be is that here it's not really a halva, it's a pekadon that you're. Because what's the raya? When I invest it to the managing partner, the managing partner take that money and say, you know what, today I want to use it for a trip to Florida. You can't do that. I gave it to you to use for exactly for that investment. It was a pekadon, really. Therefore, it's not really a halva. That's the way some ends like that. you know, if and therefore it's not called Rivers Daraisa, it's Rivers Darabanan. And again, the Rosh says, who I didn't call Rivers Darabanan is the same thing. The some Rishonim argue that also, but all Rivers Darabanan is multiplied the same. Tanu Rabanan, Karav Lischar V'Rochak LaHefsid. Someone who invests with someone and he gives him money and he says, "You owe me the money back plus schar." Rochak LaHefsid, which means he's not taking any responsibility for the hefsid. That's a rasha because that's considered ribbis. What about Karav LaHefsid Rochak LaSchar? He takes more responsibility for the hefsid and doesn't take as much schar. That's a chassid. That's very nice. The Ritva also asked, he says, a chassid shaita. But there he takes responsibility and he takes the schar also, but he's like, what's up? But he's a chassid. Karav lezeh lezeh, rochik mezeh mezeh. If it's equally karav for hefsid and either both, he's taking like 3/4 responsibility hefsid and 3/4 of the profit, or 1/4 of the hefsid, 1/4 of the profit, zui midas kol adam. That's what to do. And the Rav Shish speaks out, but you have to give him schar mala. You have to pay him for the job, because then it would be a problem with ribbis. So he stayed in the Rav Shish. So akaponim, that's the price of it. Omale Rav Rav Yosef, hani zuzi di yasmi, heichav dinalei. Those zuzi di yasayimim, what do we do with it? So what we had so far, we had that yasayim amutter ribbis derabonim. The yasayim amutter ribbis derabonim. That's number one, that's what we saw. Then we had a price of exactly which type of vest makes it a ribbis, which is not considered a ribbis. That was the thing we had over here. So now we're saying, what do you do with the assignment, with this, the money of the assignment? Which means, like, how do we make sure that the assignment don't lose their money? We give it to Vest. Then And they hold on to it, make sure the Yisrael don't use it up, and they give him a zuz every week for food. If you do that, the carry will be over very soon. There'll be nothing left. So we can't do that. So this question, Rabbi asked Rav Yosef, what do you do? He said, you give it to the resident. So then Rabbi says, not good. So Rav Yosef asked Rabbi, so what do you do? What I do is like this. I find a person who has gold bars in his house. And he's someone who, if something happens, you can collect on him. Which means we have someone who's independently wealthy. He's really wealthy. He's not just holding on to, which more than in a second, if it's like a pekadon, then it's obviously, if he just has fancy stuff, maybe someone gave it to him as a pekadon. I'll give you an example these days. If you see a guy with a big house and 2 Range Rovers, it does not mean he's rich, because they're both leased and the house has a huge mortgage. That does not mean he has money. You can't invest with a guy and he has money. But if he has gold bars, you don't borrow gold bars from someone. No one gives you a cousin gold bars. So therefore, if you find a guy who's really rich, and then you lend, and then you invest by him, that's what Rabbi said, that's what we do with the same money. We do with the Rabbanon de Garibis, and that's where you make money. And but we give it to a guy who could pay. Let's say he gets lost, he'll pay back. He has to have money. Have a davar masuyim loyf. The guy who just has a davar masuyim, which he has a fancy car, loyf. Don't pekadin anymore. Maybe it's a lease. Maybe it's a pekadin. Va'osim marav yosim adam shakalei. Whatever. In those days, meant the pekadin, and the owner will come, give us some money, and take it. So therefore, that's what Rabbi says. You got to find a rich guy and invest by him. He's willing to take your investment. Also, he has to do a chesed. He takes the investment and he invests it and he gives you the profits. So Amar Avashi, Teinich Mishtag Gavra Dislei Dava Pricha. It's good if you find a guy like that. But let Mishtag Gavra Dislei Dava Pricha. Nechiz Uyasi. What's happening to you? Save his money. You don't find a guy like that. This is only find a guy. El Amar Avashi, Chazin and Gavra. You don't have to get such a highfalutin guy here. Chazin and Gavra, the Mishvu Nechsei. You find a guy who has real estate and it's quiet there. Umehemin, he's trustworthy. Vishama Dina, take the word the right. Vishama Dina, he listens to Bezdin. He doesn't get put into cherim ever. And you give it to him in Bezdin, you give him this money, you invest the money. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi, why do Bezdin? Because you need Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke, which is very sure. Come to Firashi, the whole head to do rivers to Rabbanon by Yisoyim is only through a Bezdin. The Rosh says, no, the Bezdin just to make sure that he's going to be a trustworthy person, but not that you need Bezdin for Hefke, Bezdin, Hefke. And therefore, Avada, if you know a guy is trustworthy, you can do without Bezdin. You don't need Bezdin to actually shaft the heter. That's what Kanafi Rosh. The Rosh says, Ki heichit l'hava emis of the Bezdin lies. You don't always have emis of the Bezdin. Zokter Pupul Charif, the Dloike Perish Rashi, Shapir, Shakakas Bezdin, Shilem Kerech Lafke Bezdin. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down pastures that Yisimim, the Rabbanon, that by Yisimim, Rivers the Rabbanon is Mutter. And the Ramah says that according to Rashi, you have to give him a Bezdin. But Loi Nagu can't, I think, the Lashon of the Ramah is. That's not the Minig. The minig is like the Rosh that we're not machmir to have a dafka and bezdin. You could do the ribbis without bezdin. If I can find this halacha quickly, let me see. Kol ribbis darabanan and sifshit ches kuf sam kuf ches. The Shulchan Aruch says kol ribbis darabanan mutter b'moyish shal yisaimim, and the Ramah says chinoyeg lahakel. Afa gav the yesh machmirim. They ain't a mutter rak bezdin. It's lashon of Ramah. Even though some machmir only the bezdin. So he says lemaisa the minig is to be mekel. Not like Rashi. Like upon him, that's what comes out. So it comes up from our sugya that ribbis, the rabbanon of Karayv, Lischar, Rach, Lehepsid is mutter by a Yisaimim, because ribbis are rabbanon. And some say all ribbis are one's mutter, and so you paskin. And we have a Rashi says maybe the Bezdin, but in any case, we see from here, you have to try to make the Yisaimim money.